Last time we mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Sefiras HaOmer in Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Beis writes that those who are medaktik are careful to count Sefiras HaOmer only after Tzeis HaKofavim. That even if technically one can count Sefiras HaOmer during Ben Hashmoshes, as the Mishnah Berurah says, most poskim assume Sefiras HaOmer nowadays is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. So technically speaking, since Sefiras d'Rabbanan l'kula, one could count during Ben Hashmoshes. But the Shulchan Aruch says that many are medaktik to count only after Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains there are different reasons why they're medaktik. That either they hold that Sefiras HaOmer is deraisa even bizman hazeh, they're machmir for the Rambam. Well, they say that even if Sefiras HaOmer is drabanan, lechatchila, one shouldn't rely on Sfeika drabanan lekula, even by a mitzvah drabanan. So therefore they say that you should be careful to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim, until Vadei Laila. Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Gimel, makes a remarkable statement. Shulchan Aruch says that in Mispala B'tzibur Miba'od Yom, Yisbori Moim, if you daven with the Tzibur Miba'od Yom, you should count Sfir with them, V'mizkor Lach HaTzeisak Olchavim, Yivarech V'yisbor Od Pan. And then if you remember after Tzeisak Olchavim to count Sfira, then you'll make the Brocha at that time. So it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that you're counting Miba'od Yom, so to speak, whatever that means. But he's saying that if you remember the count after Tzeis HaKochavim, then you'll make a bruch at that point in time. What does this phrase Miba'od Yom mean? It's a big machlokas in the poskim, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes from many achronim that the phrase Miba'od Yom means not during the day, actually, but you're counting Ben Hashmoshes, counting before Tzeis HaKochavim. So basically what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is that, let's say a person finds themselves in a minyan that's davening Maariv before Tzeis HaKochavim. It's pretty common. Let's say people are davening earlier, it's hard to get the tzibur together later, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchas Mincha Marit that b'dieved, you could daven before Tzeis HaKochavim. Very often they try to daven Mincha before Shkia and Mariv after Shkia. That's the best thing to do, even though that's also a tarti d'sasri technically. Right? It would be better to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha and Mariv after Plaga Mincha, but b'dieved, for the tzarech of the tzibur, the poskim say, as long as you daven mincha before shkia and you daven marav after shkia, that's okay. So let's say a person finds themselves in such a minyan. They're davening marav after shkia, but it's during ben hashmoshes, it's before Tzeis HaKochavim. So what should a person do? We just mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis that the medaktikim are careful to count sfira only after Tzeis HaKochavim. So this person finds himself in a minyan, he's davening b'tzibur, and they're counting ben hashmoshes. So what should he do? Should he count now? Should he count later? What's the proper approach? So the Shulchan Aruch says, count with them. Count with them without a bracha. And then if you remember later, you'll count with a bracha later after Tzeis HaKochavim. What does that mean? You're going to count twice? How can you do a mitzvah twice? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that obviously the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that you're going to make a tanai, that you'll make a condition that the sphere that you're counting ben hashmoshes should only count if you don't remember to count later. Right? It should only be considered a mitzvah if you don't remember to count later. But if you do remember to count later, then you'll make a bracha and you'll count later, and that will count as the mitzvah. That will be considered the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So basically what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is that a tanai works be mitzvahs. You're making a tanai here. That the best thing is to count after Tzeis HaKochavim. So you don't want to make the bracha on the Sefiras HaOmer that you do Ben Hashmoshes, because that might not be the mitzvah. You really don't want to fulfill the mitzvah then. You'd rather fulfill it after Tzeis HaKochavim. So if you do remember and you count after Tzeis HaKochavim, then you'll make a bracha then, and you'll be Otze then. If b'dieved, you did not remember after Tzeis HaKochavim to count again, so then the counting that you did Ben Hashmoshes will be a mitzvah, but you won't have a bracha on it. You won't miss the day. You'll be able to count Sefiras HaOmer with a bracha the following day, but at least you will have fulfilled the mitzvah for this night, even if you will not have done it with a bracha. This idea that you can have a tanai b'mitzvahs, that you can make a condition to stipulate that in certain circumstances I'll fulfill the mitzvah, in other circumstances I won't fulfill a mitzvah. So we find this in many different contexts. Take, for example, a common occurrence that I'm sure we're all involved in. Let's say a person is davening Shabbos morning in a minyan, and they don't know if they're going to make Sof Zman Kriya Shema. They don't know if the minyan is going to say Kriya Shema before the Zman. So what do you do? If you know for sure they're not going to say Kriya Shema before the Zman, so then of course you should say Kriya Shema before you start davening. But let's say it's a Sofek, you know, it's close. It's a close call. Sof Zman Kriya Shema, let's say, I don't know, is 9:05, and you know, they often make it around it. Let's say it's 9:10, and they're starting 8:30 or so. So they could make it. It's possible, but they might not make it. So what should a person do? So many achronim hold that you should say Kriya Shema before you start davening, but make a Tanai. Say that if they make Sozman Kriya Shema, they say Kriya Shema before the end of the Zman, so then you'll be Yotze then. And it's obvious that it's better to be Yotze then, because then you can be Yotze the Mitzvah Kriya Shema with the Brachas. The Brachas are instituted as part of the Kriya Shema. So even though the Brachas have a din of Tefillah, technically speaking, one can say Brachas Kriya Shema Bizman Tefillah even after the Zman of Kriya Shema. L'chatchila, one should try to be Yotze the Mitzvah Kriya Shema together with the Brachas. So if you make a Tanai that if you do make the Zman, then you really have in mind only to be Yotze Kriya Shema with the Brachas. But if you don't make the Zman, then you have in mind to be Yotze Kriya Shema with the mitzvah, with the kriya that you're doing now, so that's perfect. So then you'll be yotze either way. Either you'll be yotze kriya shema now without the brachas, or if you're zocha to say the kriya shema before this month, then you'll be yotze kriya shema with the brachas. So this is a common thing that we find in the poskim that they often suggest in different circumstances. You should make it tonight. If you don't know if you're going to be yotze in a certain circumstance, if you're going to make this month, make a Tanai that you'll be Yotze now if you don't make this Zman. If you do make this Zman, then you won't be Yotze now, but rather you'll be Yotze later. How does that work? It's a strange kind of idea to make a Tanai in the mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah, so you should either be Yotze or not Yotze. But what kind of idea is this to make a Tanai? So, Lechora, these poskim and the Shulchan Aruch over here is assuming one of two things, that either mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, the mitzvahs do require kavana to be Yotze the mitzvah. You know, this is an old machlokes amoroyim. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Machlokas had a paskin. Machlokas in Hilchas Kriyashma, 2 days in the Mechaber, had a paskin. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, let's say someone is Tokeya Lashir. It's Rosh Hashanah, and he's not thinking to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Shofar. Let's say, he doesn't even realize that it's Rosh Hashanah. And he blows Shofar because, he just wants to, he enjoys the sound. So he doesn't have Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Can he be Yotze the Mitzvah even without Kavana? Let's say a person reads Kriya Shema, but he's just learning. He's Kari Batara. He doesn't realize it's the Zman of Kriya Shema. Forget about the Kriya Shema in the morning. Let's say a person is learning Torah in the afternoon, and he doesn't realize that the Tzeisak Ochavim came, B'shach B'chol V'kumecha, the Zman Shchiva came, and he happens to be reading the Parish of Kriya Shema. So can he be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, with that Kriya? So that's a Shaila, whether Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, Mitzvah Zayn Tzrichas Kavana. So either the Shulchan Aruch and these poskim who claim that you can be meitel latanai in a mitzvah, they either hold that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and therefore if a person makes a tanai that in certain circumstances he shouldn't be yotze the mitzvah, he's not going to be yotze because he doesn't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Without kavana, you just can't be yotze because mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Or even if you hold that mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, that really you can be yotze the mitzvah without kavana lotzeis, but kavana hafucha is worse. That if you have negative kavana, even the man da amr who says mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, he'll admit that if you have negative kavana, then you can't be yotze the mitzvah. What kind of idea is that? That negative kavana changes everything? What that means is that the man da amr who holds mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana admits that you need kavana to be yotze a mitzvah. It's not just that the mitzvah is composed just of the maisa mitzvah. No, you need kavana as well, but we assume that normally a person has stam kavana. Even if he doesn't actually have kavana, he's not mechavin to be yotze, he's not having in mind, hareini muchan mezuman l'kayim mitzvah zu, mitzvah X, he's still going to be yotze because he has stam kavana, he's doing a maisa, and mistoma, he has kavanas mitzvah. But if he has negative kavana, then he's clearly missing the kavana. If you assume that the man da'am in mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana holds that you really do need kavana, it's just normally you have a stam kavana, so then if you have negative kavana, then that will prevent you from being yotze the mitzvah, because you really do need kavana. It's just that we assume generally you have a stam kavana, but if you have negative kavana, then you won't be yotze. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch assumes. The reason why you can make a tanai in a mitzvah is either we hold the mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so without kavana, clearly you can't be yotze, or even if we'll paskin like the man da'am in mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, and that's a big machlokas in the Rishonim at a paskin. Even if Upaska mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, but if you have kavana afucha, if you have negative kavana, then you can't be yotze. So if you make a tanai, then clearly on the tzad that you're going to be in a scenario that you don't want to be yotze. Let's say you'll make the zman later, so then the kavana afucha prevents you from being yotze. Some point out that lechora, the idea of kavana b'mitzvahs, the idea of making a tanai b'mitzvahs, it seems difficult for a different reason. Even if the concepts of mitzvah sichos kavana or kavana hafucha can explain that you can have a tanai b'mitzvahs, But there seems to be another principle in Shas that would seem to imply that Tanai should not work in a mitzvah. What is that? The Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph writes that you can't make a Tanai in Chalitza. Right, let's say a person dies without any children, so we know that there are two options, that his brother either has to do Yibam or do Chalitza with the Yevama, with his sister-in-law. So, what's the din? Let's say a person wants to make a Tanai in the Chalitza. He wants to say, I'll do Chalitza for you. Now, he's doing the woman a favor. She can't remarry until he does Chalitza. Bizmanazeh, we don't do Yibam. Ashkenazim don't do Yibam. Some Sfardim do Yibam, but Ashkenazim are concerned that if a person doesn't have Kavona, L'shem Mitzvah, it's like Pogeh Be'erva. So we're not going to do Yibam, but we still do Chalitza. So let's say this individual, right, the brother's no goodnik, you know, he wants to get something out of his sister-in-law, so he'll say, I'm not going to do Chalitza for you unless you give me Masayim Zuz, unless you pay me for it. So, he'll do the, let's say she says, okay, I'll pay you, and he does the Chalitza. And then she can say, you know, I don't want to give you the money. Right? Even if she doesn't fulfill the Tanai, the Chalitza is still good, the Gemara says. Because the whole Tanai is null and void. You can't make a Tanai in Chalitza, so even if the person makes a Tanai and says, without you fulfilling the Tanai, I don't want the Chalitza to work, it doesn't matter, she doesn't have to fulfill the Tanai and the Chalitza is fine. Because you can't make a Tanai in Chalitza. Why? It says the Gemara there in Ksubis, Milsa de Lesa Beshlichus Lesa Betanai. Anything that you can't make a Shliach for, you can't make a Tanai in that either. And Chalitza, you can't make a Shliach for the Chalitza, the Yavam himself has to do Chalitza. So since he can't make a shliach to do the chalitza, so therefore, he can't make a tanai in the chalitza either. Milsad lesa b'shlichos lesa b'tanai. So some raise the objection, how can you make a tanai in a mitzvah? Hare, you can't make a shliach on a mitzvah shebegufa. There's a famous comment of the Tosas Rid in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis in the sugya of shlichos at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. The Tosas Rid says that you can't make a shliach on a mitzvah shebegufo. You can't make someone a shliach to put tefillin on for you. You can't make someone a shliach to sit in the sukkah or to blow shofar for you. You got to do it yourself. So if you can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah, so then how can you make a tanai in a mitzvah? How does this mechaber make any sense? How can you make a tanai in a mitzvah? The Gemara in Ksuba says milsa de lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tanai. That if this is something, if the action that you're doing is something that you can't make a shliach on it, then you can't make a tanai for that. So if that's true by chalitza, it should be true by mitzvah shebegufo as well. Mitzvah shebedibur, kiddush and brachis, sviyasa omer, mitzvah shebedibur are not mitzvahs that you can make a shliach for. You can make a shliach to do bedikas chametz for you. Because the whole goal is the totzah, to have the house baduk. You can make a shliach to put up a mezuzah on your doorpost. Because the ikar is to live in a bias which has a mezuzah in it. But to put on tefillin, to blow shofar, to sit in the sukkah, to say kiddush for you, to count sfiras ha'omer, how can you make a shliach for that? If you can't make a shliach, l'chol you shouldn't be able to make a tanai in that either. Stach ha'pele. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Sefer Mikroi quotes from the Mishkan Es Yaakov, who wants to suggest the following answer. What does it mean that milsad lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tanai? So if you look there in Tosus and Ksubis, Tosus has a yesod. It's not a gzeres hakosev, it's a svar. He says it's a svar that a maisa that's kolkach biyodo, that you can do through a shliach, it's a svar that you can make a tanai in such a maisa. But a maisa that's not biyodo, that you can't do through a shliach, that you can't make a tanai on. Right, let's say mechira, right? So in the case of the mechira, to do a mechira, to do a kiddushin, to do a gerushin, you can make a shliach to do that. It's so biyado to make a shliach to do gerushin for you, or to do kiddushin for you, or to do mekach u'memke for you, so then it makes sense that you can make a tanai in that. But something that's not biyado, if it's not biyado to make a shliach, then it's not biyado to be made to the tanai either. What Tosin Ksubis is saying is that it's not a gzeres hakosev. It's not a principle that always applies that if you can't make a shliach, then it's impossible to make a tanai. No, that's not the klal. The klal is that milsad lesa b'shlichas lesa b'tanai means that the ability to make a shliach in this maisa is a simen ladover. It's a simen that you're a bailam. It's a simen that you're in control of this maisa. So if you're enough in control to make a shliach, then you're enough in control to make a tanai in that maisa as well. So if that's the case, then perhaps we can explain why one can make a tanai in mitzvahs even though you can't make a shliach to be mekayim a mitzvah. Why can't you make a shliach to be mekayim a mitzvah? If you look in Tosas Rid, He says the reason is because you're not doing the maaseh. The mitzvah is that you should sit in the sukkah, that you should blow the shofar, that you should put on tefillin, but you're not doing the maaseh. So because you're not doing the maaseh, therefore you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. What's the Tosfos Rit saying? To someone who explained that the Tosfos Rit is taking a stand in the old shaila. We know the Gemara in Kiddushin says shlucho shel adam kemosa. You can make a shliach to do gerushin, to do kiddushin, to do different things, a maisa, halos, different halachas. But what does shlucho shel adam kemosa mean? So some say that what shlucho shel adam kemosa means is that when a mishaleach appoints a shliach, then the maisa of the shliach relates back to the mishaleach, and we treat it as though the mishaleach himself did the maisa. That's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it is that it's not that the mishaleach did the maisa, the shliach did the maisa. If a shliach is mekadesh and isha for Reuven, it's not that Reuven did the maisa kiddushin, the shliach did the maisa kiddushin. But the chalos kiddushin relates back to Reuven. We don't say that the shliach is married to the woman, Reuven's married to the woman. Similarly, if a baal makes a shliach to be megarish's wife, obviously it's the baal who's going to be divorced, right? The woman's divorced from the baal. So it's the shliach who does the maisa, but the mishaleach, the chalos kiddushin, the chalos gerushin will relate back to the mishaleach. That's one way to look at it. That the chalos relates back to the mishaleach. But the other way to look at it is shlucho shel adam kemosa means that the maisa that the shliach does relates back to the mishaleach itself. It's as if the mishaleach did the maisa. Those are the two ways of looking at shlichas. That either the maisa relates back to the mishaleach, or no, the maisa doesn't relate back to the mishaleach. Just the chalos relates back to the mishaleach. So comes the Tosfos Rit and says the reason why you can't be yotzei a mitzvah shebegufo through a shliach is because you're not doing a maisa. What does that mean? L'chor, what the Tosfos Rit means to say is that shlichus doesn't relate the maisa back to the mishaleach. It's only the chalos that's going to relate back to the mishaleach. So if you're talking about something that's related to a chalos, you're talking about kiddushin, you're talking about gerushin, where you're trying to effect some change of status, so then it makes sense that even if the shliach does the maisa, the chalos can still relate back to the one who sent the shliach. But if you're talking about mitzvahs, in the realm of mitzvahs, there is no chalos. I mean, there's a kiyum mitzvah, but there's no chalos that you're trying to effect. The kiyum mitzvah is achieved through the maisa. So if the maisa is not going to relate back to the mishaleach, then the shliach can't accomplish anything. The reason why shlichus is not going to work in mitzvahs is not because the person is not a bailam on the mitzvah. Of course he's a bailam on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is set for him. The mitzvah tefillin is set for this individual. Shofar is set for the individual. Sukkah is set for the individual. It's not that he's not a bailam on the mitzvah. It's that it's not shaykh to make a shliach because the maisa is not going to relate back to him. When it comes to a chalos, when it comes to kiddushin or to gerushin, even if the maisa doesn't relate back to the mishaleach, but the chalos can relate back to him. But when it comes to mitzvahs, since the maisa mitzvah is what creates the kiyum, I need the maisa. That's the ikar in a mitzvah. So if shlichus is not going to relate the maisa back to the mishaleach, so it turns out that the shliach can't help the mishaleach be mekayim anything. So it's not that the mishaleach is not a bailam on the mitzvah. Of course it's a bailam on the mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. The only thing is he can't make a shliach on that mitzvah for a side reason. A side reason that a mitzvah shebegufo, the whole idea of shlichus, is relating a chalos back to the mishaleach, but not relating the maisa. So if you can't relate the maisa back to the mishaleach, then it's not going to work to fulfill the mitzvah. But because he's a bailam on the mitzvah, just because it's less of a shlichus doesn't mean that it's less of a tenai. According to Tosis and Ksubis, milsa less of a shlichus, less of a tenai means that if you can't make a shliach because you're not a bailam, so then you can't make a tenai. But if you can't make a shliach for a side reason, because the maisa is not going to relate back to you, that's not a reason to say that you can't make a tenai. You're still a bailam on the mitzvah. So because you're a bailam on the mitzvah, you'll still be able to make the tenai. Okay, so these are some of the svaras that are thrown back and forth to try to figure out whether you can really make a tenai in a mitzvah. Should we say mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah sein tzichas kavana? Should we say kavana hafucha works or kavana hafucha doesn't work? And then this other issue, that if it's less of a shlichus, should we say that it's less of a tenai? Or perhaps we should say, like the Mishkanes Yaakov wanted to suggest, that if Tosfos and Ksubis is right, that milsad less of a shlichus, less of a tenai, is just like a simen ladover. That if you're not a bailam over this maisa, to the extent that you can't make a shliach on it, so therefore you can't make a tenai, maybe that principle doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Because even if you can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you, but that doesn't mean that you're not a bailam on the mitzvah. If you're still a bailam on the mitzvah, perhaps you can make a tenai in the mitzvah.